It's been a busy couple of weeks at the American Airlines Center, a lot of big concerts, and of course, Mavericks and Stars playoff action. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old friend, our favorite octogenarian. He's the head usher at the American Airlines Center. It's Jesse. Good morning, Jesse.
Hello, I can barely hear you. You need to speak directly into the telephone.
Yes,
we are.
Yes, we are. Hi, Jesse. It's the Musers at the ticket.
I'm not going to be able to hear you if you don't take it seriously talking into the telephone.
Turn up your hearing aid. There we go.
That is.
Jesse, it's the Musers at the ticket.
That's I can hear you now.
Yeah, it's the Musers.
How are you?
Who's this now?
It's the Musers on the ticket, the radio show.
No, I'm voting Trump.
We're not running for office.
Jesse, we wanted to talk about all your ushering and all these big events lately.
Oh, yeah, it's been quite a week. We had the Mavericks and the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
It's been real busy up at the American Airlines Center. And we even had the boss here a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Y'all ever heard of Bruce Springfield?
Springsteen? Yes.
I think he's about as old as me. You better heard of him.
Well, yes, we've heard of him.
He's the one that seems like he got a chicken bone caught in his throat. Having some kind of problem there.
Yeah, it's a raspy voice for sure.
Yeah,
he puts on quite a show, though,
nice.
Doesn't he?
I was his personal usher when he was here.
I don't know why he would need an usher.
Him and that fire crotch wife he got. I can't remember what her name was.
Jeez. Well, you're talking about a man's wife there. I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay. Well, remember back in the 80s when Bruce Springfield did that video for Dancing in the Park?
Dancing in the Dark? Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh.
I think it's Dancing in the Park, but
all right, we'll go with that.
But remember when he brought that girl from Friends up on stage to white dance with him for a while?
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston?
No, it was Courtney Cox.
No, I think it's Jennifer Aniston.
No, it was Courtney Cox, but
we do remember that video, Jesse, yes.
Hey, and then we also had the Duran come through here.
Yeah.
All these new bands is out now. I really liked them.
They've been around for a while, but yeah, they're good.
They played this one song. I thought it was good. It's, of course, towards the end of the song, there's some old gal moaning in pleasure.
Yeah, that was
at the end of it.
Probably Hungry Like the Wolf.
No, I don't think that was it.
No, I think that is it. But
it was something about famished like a wolf pack or
hungry like
a
wolf.
But anyway, they came through here, and they was real nice. They talked with funny accents. I think they was out Rio Grande way or somewhere. They was from somewhere foreign.
Yeah,
I think they're from England.
Speaking of music, who killed Prince?
Well, nobody. Well, I don't think anybody did. I guess he just, I guess I say himself, I guess.
Yourself, who stood to gain by Prince dying? Now, personally, I don't believe Morris Day acted alone.
Oh, my
gosh. Morris Day?
I think that the whole band Time was involved, too.
All right.
This is an outrageous theory.
This is.
I mean, that's wrapped in an enigma inside a mystery inside of another mystery and a crossword puzzle.
No, not really.
Never solved that. Prince knew too much. He's too beautiful for this world. Hey, you guys were about to ask me about some of the famous people who've been to these Mavs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who have you seen out in the stands?
Well, Tony Romano, he came to several of the hockey contest with his basketball bunch.
Yeah, he may have been at the Mavericks games, but yeah, Tony Romo, right?
Yeah, he was here with Jason Garrett and Jason Witten,
mm-hmm,
and Bobby Carpenter and Chad Hutchison and Bill Bates. You know, all those guys that really represent the Cowboys.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, I have some good news and a favor to ask of you guys.
All right.
Will you be my best man's?
Well, best men. So
are you
both of us?
Getting married?
I'm getting married.
Wow, at 80
again.
Something?
Well, yeah. My first wife passed. She passed away.
Yeah.
She got sick and passed away.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry about that.
But I'm getting married. I met this great girl on Russian Tinders.
Oh, gosh.
That's a dating app I got on my jitterbug phone. And I don't know what it is, but these hot young Russian gals, they really find these old American men attractive for some reasons or another.
Well, you better be careful, though.
So I'm getting married. She's 25, named Svetlana. Her name
that is quite an age difference there, Jesse. That's about 60 years.
An age difference. I may have to fake it down there a little bit.
We don't want to hear about that. And I'm surprised with your
hit the produce aisle before we consummate.
I'm surprised with your World War II background that you're going to trust a Russian.
Well, you know what really turned me around on that Jubinator is old Dirk.
Really?
Well, he's not Russian.
Well, he's not Russian, but he, you know, he's one of the Axis guys.
Yeah.
And you know, we ain't supposed to trust our enemies, but Dirk, he was so nice, and I'm really gonna miss him if he don't be a Maverick next year.
Mm-hmm. Won't be a Maverick. Yeah, we all would.
He's about the only German I didn't want to put a bayonet through his crap gut after he mustard gassed me.
Oh,
you know, I've killed every German I've come in contact with except for Dirk.
Well, a lot's changed. Dirk had nothing to do with that conflict so many years ago.
He proved to be so nice. I figure, well, if Dirk's this nice, I bet you I can use some produce aisle stuff on a little Russian gal.
All right.
Okay.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Well, we will be your best men's.
Will you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really means a lot to me, fellas.
Oh, well, sure, Jesse, anything
when
for you.
You get up to my age, you get a little sentimentalities.
Sure, sure.
And all right, so the ceremony is going to be at the W on May 25th, and I'll see y'all there.
Okay.
Okay, see you then, Jesse.
Old Tony Romano's going to come, too.
Oh.
Good morning to you, sirs.
Morning. There's Jesse the Usher.